Yeah, if you just stretch your hands to Samba while we pray for him. Yeah, Father, we thank you for Samba, Lord God. We thank you for the word that he's going to bring. And I pray, Lord, that he'll deliver it well and deliver it with boldness. And that, Father, that he'll just be in touch with what you are saying. He'll just be in touch with the Holy Spirit, even right now. Fill him, Lord, with your spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. Can you all hear me? Yes. It is good to be in the house of our God, isn't it? It is a good day. Because this is the day the Lord has made. And God changes people. We've just heard a testimony from Sydney. God changes people. Because God loves people. Isn't that good? It is good. Earlier on, Brother Alvin said, I'll welcome, you know, a guest. And he was talking about me. Can I just make something better than that? I would like to introduce you this morning an amazing guest. The one we were singing about earlier on who said, Majesty, I would like to introduce this morning Jesus, Amen. The King of Glory. Jesus, the Son of God. Amen. Jesus, the Lord of Lords. The one who made the heavens and the earth. We introduce him as our special guest this morning. Isn't that marvelous? That he loves us, that he cares about us, that he decides, I will come and reside among you. The Bible says that, you know, the Lord resides in the praises of the people. And so this morning, we are so glad that he has decided to be here among us in Edinburgh, in Scotland, because he cares about us. That is a good thing. That is an amazing thing. I don't know how you got here this morning, whether you took the bus, whether you came by car, whether you walked. I don't know whether you got your helicopter this morning. I don't know how you got here, but I'm glad you're here. But more importantly, our God is glad that you're here because he cares about you. In the Bible, we are taught about many characteristics that we need to carry. And, you know, the Bible says we need to be righteous people. We need to be holy people. We need to be good people. And he goes on. This morning, I put it to you also that we are called to be thankful people. That is what I would like to share with you this morning. To be thankful people. Because as I said, this morning we left our homes. And we left our home with the freedom to come in this house without any sense of fear. Some of us, we carried our Bible openly without any sense of fear. This morning we woke up and we were given life to come in the house of our God. What do we do about it? Did we take time this morning to say, thank you, Lord, I'm alive today? See, the Bible tells us that the angels of the Lord encamp around those who fear him. And so through the night, the Lord has commanded his angels to watch over us, and they kept us safe. And so this morning we woke up. Some of us, we woke up and we wondered, is it really Sunday today? Some of us, we woke up with happiness in our hearts. Some of us, we woke up and we say, I don't want to get out of bed. Some of us, we woke up and say, I can't wait to get out and go to the house of our God. But in any manner, what matters this morning is for us to know that we have been given the grace to wake up today. And that's worth us looking up to heaven and say, isn't it good to know that our God cares about me. So we say thank you, because he is worthy to be thanked. He is worthy to be thanked. We're going to read a few verses today, and there are two stories that we'll be sharing together this morning, which will perhaps guide us to know how important it is to give thanks to our God, but also the things we need to avoid to be a hindrance in our gratitude towards our God. Towards our God. Hallelujah. And I think it will be good talking about, you know, being thankful for us, for me to say thank you to Pastor Gordon this morning for giving me also again the opportunity to share the Word of God with you today. And we are grateful also, thank you to those who are joining us on the internet, wherever you are. May God bless you today, because we are grateful that you can join up with us this morning. And you know, it's a good thing, because God is allowing other means to reach out to others. God is allowing other means to touch the heart of other people who are not in the setting of this building. So we are learning to be thankful people. Hallelujah. So we will be reading in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. But as I said, you know, it is good for us to just remember we are in a free country. In the United Kingdom, we are free. There are only two amens. We are free. And so we give thanks to God that we are free. We live in a free country. We have the freedom to speak. We have the freedom to vote. We have the freedom to do anything and everything. It's perhaps sometimes it's not always the best thing, but we are free. And for that, we give thanks to God for. You see, sometimes you go through life and you take things for granted. Sometimes you go through life and you don't pay attention to the things because you think, well, it's just given and that's the way it is. God is calling us to be thankful people. God is calling us to be thankful people. And this is what the Word of God says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 20. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Always giving thanks to God. Now, it doesn't say giving thanks to God sometimes. It doesn't say giving thanks to God whenever you feel like it. It doesn't say giving thanks to God when only things work out for you. But it says giving thanks to God always. That means every single time. Even when you don't feel you've got a reason to look to heaven and say thank you, you give thanks to God. Giving thanks to God always. In the book of Psalm chapter 103, verse 2. Psalm 103, verse 2. We are reminded how important it is to remember and give thanks to God. And it talks about counting our blessings. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. We forget not, we give thanks. This morning you woke up, you have a cup of coffee, you have a cup of tea, you had your bowl of cereal, you had your croissant, whatever else you had this morning. You had porridge. I love porridge. We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks because what we have comes from heaven. Forget not his benefits. It's not only about the great things that we choose to give thanks to God when a miracle happens, that we choose to give thanks to God where something spectacular takes place in our lives. We give thanks to God for everything. Amen. For everything. And it says, always. 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 And we jump very quickly in the book of Colossians, chapter 2, verse 6 to 7. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 to 7. Hallelujah. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Did you hear that? Overflowing. Now, if there was a cup of water and I was pouring it in, and when it comes to the rim and you keep pouring, it overflows. God is calling us to have an attitude of overflowing thankfulness. Not half measure. Not a little bit. Not just when it comes just underneath the rim. But overflowing. Beyond what you would want to do. Because it's the right thing. And you know, for me, it's not about what, you know, other people will say. As long as the Bible says it, it's good enough for me. So I learned today to pour it in for him. Not for you, not for me, but for him, our maker, to be thankful people. Hallelujah. To be thankful people. We're going to look at the first story we're going to look. And because God is calling us to be thankful people, we learn not to take anything for granted. And such story comes to us in the book of Luke, chapter 17. If you'll join me with that. Luke, chapter 17. And we start from verse 11 and we finish at verse 19. Hallelujah. Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourself to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? What are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." What a story. What a story. So here we are, and we are presented with 10 people that have been plagued with leprosy. And of course, in those days, the context were, if you had leprosy, you were basically an outcast. You didn't belong. You were outside the society. You're on the outskirts of the village. And of course, because of that, they were not able to approach the people. And of course, when they saw that Jesus was around, they were shouting to get his attention. And the Bible says there were 10 of them. And when 10 of them came and they shouted and Jesus heard them, and Jesus said, "Be healed. Go, be cleansed. And the story tells us that as they were going, they found that suddenly, wait a minute, we don't have leprosy anymore. We healed. And only one of them decided, I better give thanks to this person who's made me well. Just one of them. We have to learn to be thankful people. We have to learn to acknowledge God and the works that He does in our lives. Now, some of us would probably look at the story and say how ungrateful the other nine have been. And perhaps we'll be in our right to do so. But then in our own lives, look at yourself. Let me look at myself. How many times have God done something amazing or something that one might call mundane, something small, and we bypass giving thanks? We move on. We pay no attention to these things. And God is calling us to be like that one person that came back. He came back to give thanks. So the coffee you have this morning, you still have an opportunity to say thank you, Jesus, this morning. The porridge you had this morning, you still have an opportunity to give thanks to God, because you're acknowledging that what you had this morning is a gift from heaven. So it's not just when God heals you on a physical level that you feel He is worthy of me giving thanks. When your car breaks down and you go to the mechanic and it's repaired, have you had the opportunity to look to heaven and say, Lord, I thank you, my car is working again? Hello? It's all about God teaching us to be grateful in the small things, in the big things. And we've just read earlier on where it says we learn to make it overflow. So that means the everyday things in our lives, we come back like that man to say thank you. For every single thing, we come back. We don't move on. We acknowledge that what we have is a gift from God. And so we don't allow a spirit that says, is that it? You see, have you ever given something to somebody and they turn around and say, that's it? Is that all you've got? Is that all you're giving me? Because perhaps they're looking at, you know, I've given Bill £1,000. Yeah? And then I know that Elaine is too rich, so I give her £50. Now, Elaine will turn around and say, is that it? Is this all I am getting? Is that it? Instead of turning around and say, thank you. That has to be the first attitude. Thank you. I know I don't deserve this £50, but thank you anyway. I know you gave him £1,000. I'm not entirely sure I approve of that, but thank you anyway. Thank you. In the famous words of a very famous tennis player, you cannot be serious. Sometimes it's just like, you know, that's the attitude we have. Because we look at other places and we look at other peoples, we look at other lives, and God does something perhaps not as significant in the life, in our lives as it is in others. And we think, you cannot be serious, God. I've been praying all this time, and this is what I'm getting. Look at the church next door. They're growing hundredfold. And God is saying, be thankful. Be thankful. Because I have given you what I choose to give you. Don't look at what your neighbor has. Give thanks to God for what he has given you. So we learn to be grateful and thankful people. One of the other things we need to avoid doing as being grateful people is to grumble. Now, in the Bible, I love the Old Testament because it's all about people. Like you and me. And the Bible tells us, after having been in Egypt for 430 years in servitude, God decides to take them out. And he does in a most amazing way. Miracles upon miracles. And the greatest of all miracles that has taken at that point was they have walked on dry land over the sea. And the Bible says once they've gone the other side, they decided, well, we haven't got this and we haven't got that. They start grumbling. They start grumbling, moaning, thinking, and they said to Moses, it would have been best for you to have left us where we were in Egypt. At least there we would have the cucumber and we would have this and we would have that. After 430 years, God set you out and you wish you went back to where you were? To be thankful people means not to grumble. To be thankful people means to appreciate what God gives. Because sometimes we're not given what we ask for. But it doesn't mean that he doesn't care. See, he cares too much. He cares too much about us. So we learn to be grateful people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will now go into our second story, which is in the book of Luke. We still remain there, and this is in Luke chapter 12. Time is marching on. We'll try and be as quickly as we can. So, Luke chapter 12, verse 16 to 21. Hallelujah. And he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man produced a crop. The ground of a certain rich man produced a good crop. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I will do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to myself, you have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry." But God said to him, "You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things of himself but is not rich toward God." You see, to be rich toward God means to learn, among other things, to be thankful people. The story we have here is a farmer who's produced an amazing and brilliant crop. And he now decides, "What shall I do?" He said, "Well, I will just make bigger, storage for everything I have." We read the story, and there is nothing in it that tells us that the farmer, the first thing he ought to be saying, and he says, "Thank you, God, for the good crop." He doesn't say that. In the Old Testament, one of the things that the people of Israel were called to do towards God for acknowledging God's blessing was to come to the temple and bring an offering of first fruits. So the things, you know, the crops have done well, so you come and you give thanks. This farmer doesn't do that. He is saying to himself, I will just build bigger storage because I've done so well. I have done so well. We have to recognize that anything good that happens in our lives is from God. The farmer didn't realize that. And that's why God said, you fool, tonight your life will be asked back of you. And then all the storage that you've got here, all the food and everything else, who's going to take it? Now we read the story and we think, what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong in being ambitious. And nothing wrong in you know, God blesses you and you increase your territory, you increase your measure. But the first thing that has to come to mind is to say thank you for allowing such a good crops to happen in my life. So we have to acknowledge God. We have learned to say thank you to God for everything. Because God is the one who has sent the rain to allow the crops to come. God is the one that has allowed the sun to shine upon the crop. So therefore, God is the one who has caused all these good crops to come about. God has been the source of the farmer. Now he has forgotten that. Have you forgotten that God is your source? God is your source. The resources you have comes from God. And therefore, he is the main provider for you. The home you have, the furniture you have, the car you have, anything that you have, comes from God. The problem is sometimes we think, well, it's my own work. It's my own doing. It's my own strength. It's my own sweat. But who has given you life to do all that? But God. Because he is your creator. Amen? He is your creator. So anything that you have is from heaven. And because of that, we turn to Jesus, we turn to heaven and say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. He is so worthy to be thanked. And so we have to learn to have an attitude of gratefulness. We have to learn to choose. We are not forced to, but we choose to acknowledge that what we have comes from God. Because if you are not careful, I am not God. I'm not saying that, you know, because you haven't said thank you today, that God will take away what you have. But certainly the story is a good example for us to learn, to acknowledge him. Because we sometimes will forget to say thank you. Because the man forgot to say thank you. Because he thought it's his own doing. It's his own ability. It's his own intelligence that allowed him to say, okay, this is how I will make it happen this year. And then suddenly he's got this amazing crop. We need to be careful not to think that it's all about us. We have to be very careful not to think that the success we have in whatever area it is, in our personal life, in our public life, at work, and whatever, we need to learn not to acknowledge that all that has taken place because God has favored us. The favor of God was upon the farmer, and as a result, he had a great crop, but he forgot to say thank you. Let us not forget to say thank you. We learn to be thankful people because it is good to be thankful people. Hallelujah. I'll be finishing very shortly. We give thanks for his blessings. We give thanks for his blessings. See, the Bible teaches us that his mercies are new every morning. His mercies are new every morning. Not once a week, not once a month, not twice a year, but every single morning. And that means that God realizes how much we depend on him. See, mercy means that we are treated, that we're not treated the way we deserve. Every morning, God could shut the door on us. Every day, because we're human beings, with our frailties, with our issues, with our problems, with everything, God can shut the door. But no, he doesn't shut the door. He said, come in. And he shows us mercy. Every morning, I wake up without fail. I say, God, thank you for your mercies for me. Every morning. You know why? Because every morning, such mercies has been bestowed upon me. And so I say thank you. It is good to say thank you. It is very good to say thank you. It is very good to say thank you. And his grace is always available. Always available. And grace means we are given what we don't deserve. See, mercies is different. But grace, he gives us what we don't deserve. And he said, here it is. Here it is for you. And our attitude has to be, well, thank you for giving it to me when I don't deserve it. When I don't deserve it. That's what God has done on the cross. Through Jesus. He said, I give you life through Christ on the cross. We don't deserve to live. But he said, I show you grace and I will bring salvation to you through Christ Jesus. That's what the gospel is about. And if you don't know Jesus today, whether you are here or you are listening today, God is extending his grace to you today. In other words, he's giving you today what you don't deserve. God is giving you what you don't deserve. And he's only asking of you to acknowledge him. The Bible says if you confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior, salvation comes into your life. And for most of us, as looking around the room today, I see that we have been given the grace to belong to the family of God through Jesus. So it's not our own doing. It's not because we had to dip into our pocket to pay for it. No, it's grace that it has been given to us. Because if it was dependent on how much we give out through our pocket, many of us, including myself, will not even have a look in. We will not. But God, in his grace, said, I will make it available for free. For free. Yesterday, some of the men we were talking, we had somebody that has amazingly made a wonderful breakfast for us. And, you know, we were talking about people chipping in and all that. And eventually, as somebody was going out, I said, well, you can actually have the leftover of the buns. But he said, you have to pay £1. And back and forth and back while we were talking. And I reminded this man, who has remained nameless, I said, in the Bible, it says, come and buy for free. Come and buy for free. Now, that doesn't make sense. But that's what the Bible tells us. We come, we take what is given, and we don't pay. Because it has already been paid on the cross. We no longer need to do anything. Now, that's grace. And the only thing that is asked of us is to learn to be grateful for that. And that means in every single aspect of our lives. Everything. The family we have. The job we have. The home we live in. As I said, you know, the freedom we have in the United Kingdom. Because some places in this world, they do not have such freedom. Let us not take for granted what God has given us. Sometimes, some of us, we wake up and we eat. Some places, they will wait a whole day, nothing to eat, and yet they still wait in the hope that something will take place. You remember the story which I, you know, passed on after the man came back from that conference that we heard? This lady who, she put the pot in there. She had absolutely nothing. So she's hoping that as the day goes on, somebody will drop something in the pot for her to have something to eat with her family. And I said to you, that's faith. But you know, the other side of the story is that God has shown grace every time that somebody has dropped into that pot something for them to eat. Let us not take for granted what we have. Let us be grateful people. Let us be grateful people. And the Bible teaches us in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 3. First John chapter 3, 1, it says, "In God, how great is the love that God has lavished on us that we should be called children of the living God." I think that's remarkable. It is remarkable. Now, the word lavish means spoil. Means I give you so much. Now, I'm not just going to give you £1,000 bill. I will make it even better. I'll give you £3 million. Now, that is being lavished on you now. Being lavished. God is lavishing his love on us who didn't belong, who had no right to belong, none whatsoever. And he opens the door and he now calls us his own through Christ Jesus on the cross. That is remarkable. That is absolutely remarkable. And for that, we need to learn to be thankful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just about finished. But really, all the two, particularly those two stories that we have shared thus far, it just reminds us how important it is. How important it is for us to be thankful people. Don't you know it is a blessing to be free? Don't you know it is a blessing to be free? See, in the Bible it talks about I am no longer slave. I am free. Because the Bible says whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We are free. And we say, thank you that you have decided to make me free. It's not my own doing. It's not my own ability. But it's grace. It's love that is divine, that is coming to me to enable me to be free. I am no longer a slave. I am free. Don't you know it's a blessing to have life? Don't you know it is a blessing to have eyes that can see? Somebody somewhere, they would do anything in the world to have eyes to see. So give thanks to the Lord for the eyes you have. Don't you know it's a blessing to have ears that can hear? That you can go around and you hear the birds singing. And somebody in this world, they cannot hear. Give thanks to the Lord that you have ears that function today. Don't you know it's a blessing to have legs that will move? Don't you know it's a blessing to have a mouth that will speak? Somebody somewhere in this world, they would want to speak, but they cannot speak. It is a blessing to have a mouth that opens up, that you can say, thank you, Jesus. that you can talk to your loved ones, you can talk to the world around you. We heard earlier on about, you know, giving this testimony, just living, passing on the gospel through, you know, invitation. And we have a mouth that enables us to do that. And so we give thanks to God for that. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, it is a blessing. It is a blessing to be a child of God. It is a blessing to belong into the kingdom of God. It is a blessing that, Lord, He does not treat us as we deserve, because every single day we will fail. And we fail, and we just mess up and we make mistakes. Now, God, in His mercy, He said, come. And we ask for forgiveness, and He forgives us, and we move on. Because sometimes we come and remind God about the things we did yesterday. He said, I have no idea what you're talking about, because yesterday is gone. You have asked to be forgiven. I have forgiven you. It's no more. Isn't it good to have such a good God that will say it's all forgotten? As far as the east is from the west, that's how far He has forgiven our transgressions. So we are no longer bound by sins. We are no longer bound by things that are going to stop us from moving on into the kingdom of God. Count your blessings, the Bible says. So we learn to be not just righteous people. We learn to be not just holy people. We learn to be not just faithful people. But we also learn, among other things, to be thankful people. Because it is good to be thankful. The Lord has been good to us. Even in the midst of what we're going through, in the midst of the difficulties, you say, but you have no idea what I'm going through. And you say, the problems I have, if you have any idea, you wouldn't want me to say thank you, because there is nothing to be thankful about. Let me tell you, you are still alive. Even if you don't think anything else is worth a thank you, at least the fact that you're alive is worth a thank you to the one who made you. Let us learn to be thankful people. Amen. Amen. Let us learn to be thankful people. Shall we just stand just now, and we'll just take a moment as a sign to heaven that we are thankful. If you are among us this morning, if you're not perhaps used to the style of service that we're having today, we hope you'll bear with us. We just want to be able to just, as a sign to heaven, if you feel comfortable, just lift up your hands to heaven. This is a sign today that we say, thank you, Jesus, that we are alive today. And if you're at home, if you want to do that, that is absolutely fine. Because in the confinement of your home, God is looking into there. God is there as much He is with us today. We just want to say thank you, Jesus, today, that He shows us grace. He gives us mercy every single day. Every single day. Every single day. Hallelujah. We'll just invite the worship team just to come in and, you know, do their bit. But we'll just, for the next minute or two, let us just give thanks to God. So lift up your hands if you can. Just acknowledge Jesus. Acknowledge the one who made you. Acknowledge the one who has your future in your hands. Your today and your tomorrow, they are in the safe hands of a living and almighty God. See, the Bible says He knows the end from the beginning. And for that, I am thankful, because I know that tomorrow, no matter what happens, I can count on Him. No matter what happens, I can call on Him, because He is God, and my life is secure in His hands. Even in the midst of the difficulties and the pains of life, because that will always happen. We learn to be thankful people today, because he is worthy of our thanks. So, Lord, we thank you today that there is no God like you. There is no God like you. There never will be any God like you. You are the first and the last. You are the beginning and the end, the Bible says. We come today, we lift our hands to say thank you for everything, for our salvation, for grace, for mercies in our lives every single day. But also thank you that, Lord, you have made a way for us to join you one day in heaven. And we will be joined with the thousands and the thousands in the heavens to proclaim, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, the one who was and is to come. And we will spend eternity in your glory. And so, Lord, we are thankful today that we are alive. We are thankful today in the midst of all the things that we are going through to know that you are the God who holds us in his hands. That our lives are safe and secure in our God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The name that has the power to do it. The name that has the authority to do it. The name that has the willingness to make it happen, because he is a merciful God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.